Day.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. We give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free. freetalklive.com. All right, to start things out here, we're going straight to the phone calls, and Brian is on the line in Colorado on the Amplifier line. Hello, Brian. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gents and lady.
Good evening, hey. Sir. What's on your mind?
Is it Friday?
It's
no,
not.
But Julia is sitting in on Thursday this week.
Okay, good. Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit, bring up that topic that you've discussed here and there. And it's one of the things that's really hanging me up about a free market, totally free market, governmentless economy, and that is intellectual property.
Mm.
So here
it's one of the things that hangs me up too.
I'm not saying that Ian's, you know, a market view of this can't work. I just can't see it yet, and I know the market does magical things. But let me work this through with you.
Okay, sure.
I'm a writer, and I derive some of my income from royalties on books that I've written. Now, these books don't just, you know, come spewing out of my fingers. I mean, I have to invest. They're technical books. I have to, you know, telephone calls. Sometimes I have to fly around the world to talk to people about, you know, some material case studies for the books. So I've got some money invested in it. Now, sometimes I can talk a publisher into giving me an advance on royalties. You know, some cash to help me to get started. So now we've both got some, you know, hard money in this intellectual property. So then I write the book. Editors take care of it. Everything it gets published, printed, and out in the marketplace. Now, that's an investment that we have, and we expect to get some kind of a return on it.
Okay.
The return we get is when people pay, say, $50 for this book.
Right.
But now what happens if somebody buys the book for $50 or steals the book from somebody who's bought it for $50, goes to a photocopier machine and makes, you know, 1,000 copies that he's going to sell for $5?
Who's
going to pay $50 when they can pay $5? I mean, I've just had my intellectual property stolen from me, and how do I get that money back?
Well, it's an excellent question.
How are reparations done in this case?
I don't know. What do you think, Brian?
I don't know. I mean, right now,
that's why
I have the hand of the government that protects me. But in a free market economy, I don't see how we can do that.
Right.
I mean, you can say that whenever somebody buys a book, there is a contract with between me and them that they will not copy it. I mean, I can put whatever I want in the contract, mm-hmm. and you know, you give me $50, I give you the book, and we sign this deal. But, you know, so that guy is not breaking it. If somebody steals it from him, I don't have a contract with that person over there.
Sure. Yep. Totally understand how you where you're coming from on that. In regards to the question, I would say that in the instance of someone taking your book and then reselling it for a profit, presumably, then it should be pretty simple to track down who that particular individual is. Is they're out there actively selling your book as though it's theirs? You know, in that particular case, you'd have a very clear definition of who you're dealing with, and hopefully at least. And then you could take that person to arbitration, and hopefully their reputation rating will be shot. But what would happen if somebody took your book and then scanned it in, turned it into a PDF file, and then anonymously posted it online, didn't charge for it? And then, I mean, it's a technical manual. Doubtless, this is doubtful that it's going to happen, but let's presume it was more popular than a technical manual, just, a Stephen King novel or fictional story of some sort. And, you know, then what happened? What happens if millions of people around the world start passing it around as they were doing with this HD-DVD encryption code on Dig.com the other day? Then what do you do? Then you're completely screwed. Then there's nothing. I mean, that's something that could happen today, right now, and there's nothing that can be done about it.
Well, you know, if nobody's pushing it from a financial point, they don't have any... they haven't stolen it, and they're not pushing it, expecting to make money off of it,
mm-hmm.
and it just sits online. There are billions of pages online, and the likelihood of somebody stumbling across your book isn't necessarily high, but maybe they will. And people don't like to read online. I personally do not. I'd rather have a book in my hands than read something online. But I may very well, if I you know, somebody who isn't principled on it may very well decide, I could get this book for $5, and I'd like to have that. And if you're living in a stateless world you have espoused in the past, then what law is there to prevent me from selling this book that I have found that I think is, I could make some money off this. I'll just print some up and sell it myself.
Well, as I pointed out, there's no law. It would just simply be that you would have an actionable arbitration.
How would I
situation.
Know? I mean, why am I actionable?
Well, you're selling someone else's book as though it's yours, and that's fraud.
But, there's going to be in my... I assume I'm going to have to sign this contract with someone... company, the insurance company that's going to protect me, and that's how I'm going to get my, reputation rating that you've talked about damaged. Is how long is this contract going to be?
I don't know.
Like,
why are you asking me all these details? How am I supposed to know?
I don't know. It's just that's
how long's your home insurance contract today?
It's probably 8 pages or so.
I don't know, man. You know, if the marketplace is demanding short, understandable contracts, presumably that's what people will get. So, Brian, any other thoughts?
Well, yeah, if somebody were to take the book and, print it out and a million people saw it, at some level that would be good for me. I mean, my first book, I didn't really make any money on the royalties, but it sold enough that people in the industry knew about me and they hired me because of the book. I mean, so I want more and more and more people to read it for free because, I'm not making any money off it anyway. But when it becomes a full-time job, Stephen King couldn't, buy all of his cars if he wouldn't write anymore if he knew that all it would take was somebody to take one copy of one of his books and sell it everywhere. Some anonymous Chinese, profiteer or somebody who doesn't care about a reputation rating.
Well, right now it's a reality that things are sold for fractions of their American cost in China by pirates. So, that's something that's going on now.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do about that now with all of our laws anyway.
Right. So that's a reality.
It's just something. I agree that the market will do a better job of it than the government will. I just can't see that right now. I can't see how that works.
That's okay. I totally understand. And, Brian, thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. You don't have to see how it worked to understand the principle behind it, and that is that a monopolistic gang known as the government is just not appropriate to have around. And that, the fact is, people understand, I think inherently, that if someone doesn't buy a copy of said product from the original producer, if enough people don't buy those copies to continue giving that producer a livelihood of some sort, then, that producer is going to throw up his hands and say, I've had it with all this piracy. I'm going to go flip some burgers or, do something completely different. And I think most people are aware of that and that they'll purchase the products from the appropriate sources as is necessary to continue perpetuating them on into the future.
Well, we both know, you and I, that there are, groups out there on the Internet that, share different programs online. You can get programs and never have paid for them, and then the original producer doesn't get the money. And I don't know why it is that... some people decide to pay for it and some people don't, but it just goes to show that some people will not.
So what?
Okay.
They're out there right now, doing it right now. What are you going to do about it? Throw them all in a jail cell? You going to slap them all with multi-$1,000 fines? I mean, they're right there. You know what? These people that you're talking about also, not only do they share programs, but they share movies and they share television shows and music. And the fact is, I download Penn & Teller's BS from these people every single week.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, I download Penn & Teller's BS, a copyrighted show from the Showtime Network, onto my computer via torrent file every single week. You know what I could do? I could take all those shows that I download, which, by the way, I delete them every week, too. But I could archive all those shows to a DVD and burn off that DVD for archival purposes and put it in, a folder somewhere. But what I do is... considering I like the show, and I want to support the show because I want them to make more of the show, I go and purchase the DVD set whenever it comes out. I'm first in line for that DVD set. I'm a pre-orderer of Penn & Teller's DVDs. Now, am I breaking the law? Maybe.
Yeah, I guess you are.
Should they sue me? I sure as hell hope they don't. Because then I'm going to be pissed, and you can damn well bet I won't buy another Showtime DVD set ever again. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge. Plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want toll-free. At 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, including archives and entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page for your downloading convenience. You just go and get them. They're free. freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty, as well as hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to George in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, George. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I went to a gun show, and I was looking at looking to get my own AK-47. I remember I didn't buy it yet because I wanted to ask you how much you paid for yours.
$425.
Damn, I should have got that thing. That was $345, the one I was looking at.
Mine has a few modifications to it, so it's not like a stock AK. But yeah, you probably should have picked that up.
Did you get to shoot it yet?
No, I haven't yet. Still waiting.
Oh, whatever happened to that protest that Julia was supposed to go to with the college where she was going to wear that thing?
Oh, I don't know. That was just an idea. I don't think anyone's actually followed through with it yet. Yeah, we were talking about maybe having Julia strap the AK to her back and go to a protest outside of Keene State College.
Hey, why you get me arrested?
Well, while you're at it, you know, have her wear all the latest Free Talk Live gear, you know, like latest Free Talk Live shirt and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And with the AK, and then have her, you know, get a picture of that and put it up on the shrine as an updated pic.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea, in fact. I mean, turn it into a total photo op.
Hell yeah. I mean, she's right there. She could be the Free Talk Live model.
Yep, she could, but I don't know if she's quite ready for something like that. George, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
She's pretty enough to be the Free Talk Live model.
Oh, you're going to make her blush.
You are making me blush.
And talk to Matt in Illinois on the amplifier line. Hello, Matt. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, gentlelady. How are you guys?
Good.
Great. What's up?
Good. I wanted to address Brian's concerns with his book. I'm also an author. I just signed a contract for what's going to be my second book put out on the market. I wouldn't be too worried about people photocopying a book. A buddy and I were just having a conversation about this today. Not too many people like to sit there with an unbound, photocopied 8x12 sheets of paper, flipping through it and reading it. And
it's,
not too many
certainly
people
not
like
a
to read
pretty
stuff
product.
On the computer.
Yeah.
No.
People do like, they do like having that finished product in their hands. There's just something more, I don't know, tangible about having the actual product with the packaging and the inserts and, you know, whether it be a book or a CD or DVD or something like that.
I actually had, one time I had to do a school report, and I had to read some sort of a book, and I picked Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World, and she offers the book for free on her website. It's an older edition, and I was on some sort of a time limit, so I actually printed the book out and read it in that form, and as I was doing that, I ordered the real copy because it drove me so crazy to read the book like that.
Mm.
So you're right.
Yes, and I think that it's that way with the movies and the CDs, too, like you said. If you look at the box office for movies last week, I don't think the movie industry is hurting. I think a lot of these movies are making a lot of money at the theater. And when they come out on DVD, if it's a good product, people are going to buy it. And the same with CDs. If you got a good music CD, people are going to go out and buy it, and they're going to support the people that are worth it. So if Brian's book is worth it to the people who buy it and need it, don't buy it. And sure, there's going to be some that are going to be pirated, and he's going to, you know, lose some money that way, but did he ever really lose the money? Because I think people that get it like that wouldn't have been interested in getting the book in the first place.
Probably the case. Absolutely. It's a new world, you know? It's the digital world, and it's inevitable that some things are going to slip through the cracks. Cost of doing business.
Right, and they said the same thing way back when cassette tapes came out. Oh, nobody's going to buy albums anymore. People still bought albums. The music industry didn't go under.
Yep.
It's still there, and it's thriving.
You're right about that.
Thriving even more now with the downloads. So I think that's a silly thing to worry about.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Mark, you look perturbed.
Well, I'm not perturbed. I was just I'm thinking that's a great argument for not going after people for downloading music or, you know, whatever, taking copyrighted material and not paying for it. But it doesn't really address the taking copyrighted material, not paying for it, and then trying to sell it. You know, I mean, that's a whole different ball of wax.
Well, there's only certain places you could sell that material, right? I mean, you could have your own little storefront, I guess. Rip-offs! USA! And you could just sell a bunch of ripped-off products. I don't know what, you know, I don't know what that would do for your reputation as far as being an honest person. But as far as the legitimate channels for selling products are concerned, I mean, if you're just a guy who's making Xerox copies of a book, stapling them together, and then selling them on the street...
you're not going to do very well.
You're not going to be able to make a living like that. Even in a place like New York City, you're just not going to be able to do very well. And as far as getting your pirated copy into a legitimate storefront, I mean, you think Borders Books is going to do a deal with you? Because you walk in there with your little homemade, let's just say you've got a nice professional book binding setup at home where you can actually crank out books that don't look like total crap. And, you know, you walk in and say, hey, you got the latest Stephen King novel here. I'll sell it to you for 50% of what, you know, Random House is selling it for. And Borders is going to laugh you right out of their store. Their buyers are going to say, are you kidding? You think that we're going to put our relationship with Random House in jeopardy because we want to, you know, make an extra $2 on every book sale? That's not going to happen.
Well,
so where are the distribution points for this theoretical pirate?
Look, I don't know. In Hong Kong, they seem to do very well selling pirated DVDs, and they have nice cases for them, and they manage to pull it off just fine. And Howard CD sales in Hong Kong, well, they're not great.
Mm-hmm.
CD company, music companies would go to would go out of business if it was if they were just relying on.
Let it happen.
Yeah.
If that's what the market's saying is that your music isn't worth paying for, then why should someone pay for it? You know, if people just want to keep downloading music for, or people want to just keep getting music for free and not paying for it, eventually the artists are going to say, well, I've had about enough of this, and they're just going to go find something else to do. Of course, most musicians I know would never do something like that. Most musicians that I've met want to do whatever it takes to get their songs into the hands of listeners, regardless of whether or not they're actually paying for them. They want to get their songs out there. They want people to be able to hear them so that eventually when they come around on tour, they can go and pay money to see them in person. And so I wouldn't be too concerned about that. Yeah, maybe CD sales are going to drop off. Okay. Things change.
Well, I can tell you it's hard enough to make a living, you know, being an author as it is. And then if you add this extra problem to it, it could be just that it keeps some, you know, some tier of authors out of the business.
Hey, that's the way the cookie crumbles, my friend.
Yeah, I see that's
you also have to remember that with the barriers to entry falling, new people can also get in that may not have been able to get in before. People can now self-publish easier nowadays than they ever could in the past. So that's another factor. Maybe more people will get in. Or it's Free Talk Live coming up.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, including the wiki. There are over 1,300 pages just waiting for you. All kinds of different interesting things to look at on the wiki, and it was all created by the listeners. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach on how to keep getting busted with marijuana? Go to nevergetbusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that has gained world attention. Nevergetbusted.com.
800-259-9231. All right, continuing with the phone calls, let's go to Mike in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, Mike. What's on your mind?
More on the intellectual property. I wanted to...
Of course.
I do agree with Ian, mainly that... Maybe I'm more so than Ian, but I don't think any knowledge, any information can be copyrighted. I think only tangible things can be copyrighted or protected for that matter. You can't take knowledge and make someone not have it anymore, whether they get it via a contract or by accident or by theft. You just can't take it back. You can't.
People want that, though. The market demands it to some level.
But it's physically impossible. You cannot... Mm-hmm. No, it's not. You could kill someone, and then they don't have knowledge anymore. But you can't otherwise. But my point in calling was a couple of things that were said. Like Mark said that being an author is hard, and adding, I think he said, an extra hassle isn't going to help, or an extra something. But the extra isn't really extra. Like Mark, like Ian said, it's already happening now. I mean, you guys have talked about Free Cycle, and you've been to garage sales. There's used bookstores everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a multifamily garage sale the other day. I bought 10 books by an author I like for a dime each, for a buck. That's very little money compared to the original sales price. Second of all, none of it went to the author, and that's socially acceptable. So it's
interesting
already
point. Well, that's because it was bought already. I mean, they were already paid for that book. They didn't, you know, they paid for the printing and then they were, you know, compensated by selling.
Right, but if I bought a book, and let's say I didn't like it, I could then sell it at a garage sale. So that book has been paid for, and then someone at the garage sale got it for a dime. Then they could sell it for a dime, and they could sell it for a dime, and there's no end to it, and that's the same, you know, end result as me taking a book and retyping it or making it a PDF and then giving it to 10 people or 100 people.
Pretty much, yeah. Those people would have been, in the event that you could only buy a book and read it once and then it disappears, and they have some sort of they have some consumable media out there like that. They just don't do it for books. But those 10 people theoretically would have paid full price for that book, and so the author's missing out on the 9 of the 10 of those sales.
But most of the when a book makes an appearance, it's the big splash. That's when they get a lot of sales. That's when it really matters. And you know, if somebody's able to co-opt that big splash, that's going to really throw things off in the industry.
Well, I still think that's the nature of the free market. If someone wants to steal their thunder, and that's really all they're stealing, an idea, because they're investing their own money in the paper or the bandwidth or the distribution or whatever it is that they're doing. The tangible items is the only thing that they're actually, you know, reselling or selling actually in the first place. The idea is just knowledge. It's just floating out there.
Right, and you know what? I'm sorry, and as I pointed out in the last segment, that there's just not any real good distribution points out there for the pirate author. There's just not much. He can maybe sell to a couple guys at a garage sale, sell a couple books on the side of the street. But he's not going to make his living off of it.
But
so
how
really,
do you know
there's no money in it.
How do you know that Ripoffs isn't going to manage to make it in every single, turn into the next
Ripoffs
Borders?
The store?
Yeah, why isn't Ripoffs going to be the next Borders?
Well, because hopefully people care about that sort of thing.
Exactly. If it does make it, then obviously the consumers are more important than the producers, and that will just stifle itself.
It will.
It all depends on what the market wants.
Right, exactly. And I have one more comment to make about technology in this issue. And and you said, and I agree, that technology so far doesn't really work for written works. No one really likes to read digitally as much as and in a book. It's just not as convenient, at least for most people.
Right.
But they already have literal digital paper, which is paper. It's basically an LCD screen, but it looks like print on paper, and it is digital. It can be reprinted. And so it's not going to be that. It's almost a moot issue. It's not going to be too long before the digital distribution will be practical and usable and preferable to.
It'll be a slow transition, but I think
definitely.
You're right. I think that right now everybody sort of has this. Ooh, it's in my hands. It's paper. I can turn the pages. There's still that old, you know, good feeling that you get when you've got a book in your hands, and I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon, but it will slowly be supplanted by technology and how cool technology will become, inevitably.
Thank you for the call,
Mike. We appreciate it. At 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue with the calls. Go to Rob in Georgia on the Amplifier line. Hey, Rob.
Hey, just want to talk about this intellectual property.
Yes, sir.
Well, I do think that intellectual property will change in a free market. I don't think there's any questioning that. Anyone who has any sort of a government-granted monopoly of any sort, including patents, their business model will necessarily change in the absence of that. That's not necessarily saying a bad thing. It's simply the way that it is.
Right.
There are a couple of ideas. I think the underlying idea always is in the absence of government. We don't really know what the market's going to do, but I'd like to throw out a couple ideas.
Great.
One thing is the premium market. Depending on the sort of thing that you are creating, certain people will pay more for a genuine Robert Wicks collection than they would for, you know, Joe Schmo.
Well, right. I think that's best defended in the area of fashion. You cannot copyright or patent fashion. You know, if all you have to do is be some great fashion designer, as soon as I see that stuff out on the shelf, I can take it back, reverse engineer it, create an exact duplicate, put my name on it, not yours.
Right. It's the label that sells clothes, not necessarily.
And the label is the only thing that's copyrighted.
Right.
Yes, and in fact, even if you were to attempt to duplicate the label, people would still sniff out the genuine article. I mean, I can duplicate a pair of $3,000 jeans if I want to, but people will still buy and still do buy $3,000 jeans, as amazing as that sounds.
Absolutely, and you know the girls with their purses and the what are they? The shoes.
Yeah, actually, I was just thinking
wallets,
of shoes. Like if you walk into Payless shoe stores, for example, you will see every trendy shoe, and they look almost exactly the same without the logo. And people do go and buy those shoes, but obviously, people are still buying the real shoes.
Well, they're about a year behind on the trendy.
Not really.
Well, the purse
not. You're about a year behind on trendy shoes. And
me?
Shoes, yes.
Oh,
shoes sell about for about a grand a piece at the top end, and that's those are the ones I'm talking about. It takes. I remember seeing these bowling shoes that are all over 5 years ago, selling for $3,000 on St. Armand Circle. I'm like, I like those, but I'm not paying that for it. Now, I've got two pair.
Well, now, I wanted to back Rob up on this and talk about the girls that are sort of purse snobs, if you will. Like, you're absolutely right, Rob. These girls can spot a fake from half a mile away. I mean, they know what to look for. They know what the stitching patterns are like. They know what, you know, all the little subtleties that define the real genuine article of the $3,000 purse from the $30 purse. And they are very, very hawk-eyed about those sorts of things. And if they determine that you are a female that has purchased a rip-off purse, their opinion of you drops. I think those people are kind of scummy, but, you know, they're very good at doing that. So, yes, they absolutely can identify it.
This is absolutely the case that there are indeed people who are purse snobs. Now, I wouldn't say my wife's a purse snob in the sense that she doesn't denigrate people who don't have something which she considers real, but I can guarantee you that she would absolutely find it unacceptable for me to buy something that she regards as fake. And one night I was actually talking to her, and I was asking her some very detailed questions about how she feels about life, about this. I said, if I could give you an exact duplicate down to the last detail, identical materials, and it was a fake, would you want it? She said no, just because mentally it would disturb her.
Interesting. I don't know if you had another point. If you do, hang on. 800-259-9231. Whether it's intellectual property or whatever you want to talk about, you can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff over at amazon.freetalklive.com. 40 categories of products for you to shop in. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. And just it's just a great shopping experience. You don't have to leave your house. You don't have to fight traffic. You don't have to deal with crazy people in parking lots. I mean, it's
they've got all kinds of good stuff for Mother's Day.
You know, do they really? I would imagine so.
They were advertising it on the radio. I just
like assumed. What kind of Mother's Day stuff?
Look, you're catching me flat.
Well, you've got to be ready for this.
They said on the radio they have
Mother's Day stuff, or is it just whatever your mother likes?
I know what Mom would like. Gourmet foods. Moms love that stuff, right? Like, you know, hoity-toity, gourmet food, you know, it's scent and it's pretty and it's expensive. Hey, they got that at Amazon, too. They got not only do they have their grocery section where you can get big sort of bulk buy products, but you can also get the, hoity-toity gourmet stuff, too. And, of course, their huge selection of books and all that. Amazon.freetalklive.com, a percentage of the sale goes to Free Talk Live. And good luck getting Amazon to sell your pirated copy of your books. I just don't think that, you know, legitimate established businesses are just not going to do business with pirates in the marketplace. And let's go back to Rob in Georgia to continue. I think he's got a few more thoughts for us. Rob, you're back on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line.
Yeah, thanks. Another thing that can always happen is that performances always have generated money. Now, in the case of musicians, that can be a concert, obviously. In the case of artists, it could be display in a gallery. And in the case of, say you're a novelist. Let's say you're Stephen King. You could always take your next novel, split it up into however many pieces you wish, and say, once I have enough donations via my webpage, I'll release the next part.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that his fans wouldn't just flock to that sort of a model.
I believe Stephen King has already done something similar to that. I don't know if it was I'm waiting till I get X amount of dollars, but I believe he was publishing one of his books in a series format like that, and it was overwhelming. I think it worked out for him. I'm not sure about that, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way Dickens wrote most of his stuff. So, I mean, I think that clearly can work. And then in the last case, when you have a work for which none of those other models will work, you do always have the area of patronage. Let's say, I mean, either a rich person or a person can do a variation of the same sort of thing with requests from the community, saying that, you know, I'm looking for requests. I'm looking to raise funds so that I can afford to write this particular work. And then once you have that amount of money raised, then you release that particular work. And once you have a track record, then you'll be able to generate even more revenue. I think that it will mean that you won't be able to just write that one great novel and then relax for the rest of your life. That's true.
Right. They'll have to work a little bit harder, crank out a little bit more material, but you're saying they could actually theoretically get paid in advance to do the work, then just release the novel for free to the world?
Oh, absolutely. No question about that.
Interesting ideas. You know, Rob, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's amazing that even though intellectual property has come up on this show time and time again, there's always some new cool idea that one of our listeners has that I'd never thought of. And I just think it's neat, sort of this neat little thought experiment that happens here on Free Talk Live. And you just take this just look at what we've had as far as phone calls over just the past hour, just about this one issue and all of the ideas about, you know, what people want in the marketplace, what the distribution channels could be like, some really cool concepts like Rob just had about alternative ways to sell books in series format, sell it up front before you release it, different sorts of distribution concepts and models that aren't necessarily utilized as much today as they might could be in the future. And I just think that's pretty exciting, because what you have to remember is when the marketplace is free again, in this theoretical future, when the marketplace is free, it won't just be the five callers from Free Talk Live sitting around trying to figure out how the distribution channels work. It'll be people in search of a profit, the people who are out there in the book publishing industry, in the music industry, in the television production industry. These are going to be the people that are going to be putting their minds to the ideas of how can we keep getting content into the hands of consumers and profit from it at the same time. And, you know, leaving it to the marketplace is something that I think will produce some very interesting and diverse results.
Well, I must say that it's one of the things that, you know, scares me the most about just doing away with this whole government thing is intellectual property.
I know Gene, the Christian anarchist, isn't scared. Let's go to the phones and talk to Gene in Tennessee. Hello, sir.
Well, hi. Give me a second here. Tonight. Scares me. Got to turn that thing down. There we go.
Very good, sir.
Talking about intellectual property rights.
Yes.
Well, I've been to, I guess, what would be considered the world's capital of bootlegging. And that would be mainland China.
Right.
And guess what? If you walk into the big stores over there, the big malls.
Yes, I'm dying to hear this. I really don't know what it's like over there. Go ahead.
The brand name stuff is all there on the first floor. The malls in China are multiple levels. They're typically 9 to 12 stories tall. And on the main floor is where you find all the big brand names, all of the really expensive stuff. So when you come into the mall, you have to go through that area.
So the same mall sells the original items on the ground floor, and then a couple of floors up, they sell the bootleg stuff.
That's right. Yeah. The higher up you go, the cheaper the merchandise.
Wow!
And incredible.
So you have in the same store, you'll have your Gucci bags on floor one, and there'll be, I don't know what a Gucci bag costs because I never buy one, but they must
way
be
too
like
much.
Couple $100 or something like that.
I think that might be a cheap one.
Enough, yeah, and then if you go up far enough, you'll find the Gucci knockoffs up there, you know, for $5, $10. So it all sells side by side. Now, China is trying to do what we're doing now, and they're starting to crack down on bootlegs, especially the DVDs and the music and stuff. But even with the DVDs and music, you can buy the bootleg DVDs for about $1 each. And
now, Gene, how do they stay? How do the stores on the first level stay in business with the pirates so close, just upstairs? I mean, how do they stay in business?
They stay in business because people want to buy the real stuff. And it's kind of funny because when I first went to China, which was 12 years ago, about 12 years ago, my wife's parents wanted a VCR. They'd never had one prior to that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they insisted that we get them a Sony VCR. Now, I had to pay $400 for that stinking VCR in China.
Wow.
I could have bought a Chinese knockoff for $100. or you know, it wouldn't say Sony on it, of course. You know, it'd be a Chinese
right.
brand name. I could have got a Chinese one for $100. You know, this was over 10 years ago, so they were still fairly expensive back then.
Sure.
But they wanted the Sony from Japan imported, and it cost $400. So we got them their Sony VCR, which I think they probably used 10 times since we bought it. They still have it.
So
they wanted that Sony.
So even over in China, and this is a great rebuttal to you, Mark, I mean, even over in China where piracy is widespread, virtually unchecked, the people still have an appreciation for the original item, and that's what people want.
Well, I knew that they'd have an appreciation. It's just a matter of will that appreciation be enough to keep them in business, I guess, is what my question is.
Apparently it is.
Well,
only the people that appreciate that will buy the real products over there are the ones that have the money to buy the real products. Now, quite frankly, the other people that are buying the bootlegs that don't have the money to buy the real products are not lost customers because they're not going to buy the real products anyway. You know, it's not like they can afford a Gucci handbag, so they go out and they buy the knockoff.
Right, it's out of their range.
Right, I can kind of see that. I mean, it's not like the poor people are out there here in America buying the really expensive purses because they just can't afford them. It's the people that can afford them that really want them, you know?
Gene, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, it's 20 years later, but I've got a personal example of how the Chinese rip-off market can benefit me as someone who appreciates an original item. Transformers, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
I recently discovered that there's someone on eBay selling rip-off Transformers, rip-off Generation 1 Transformers straight out of Shanghai.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a little bit pricey. I mean, the shipping's crazy. But nonetheless, I just bought recently the official Hasbro reissue of Soundwave, which is one of the original Generation 1, one of the very first Transformers to ever be released. And it's a reissue. It comes in a very nice box. And it's something where, you know, you're a toy collector. You know that you don't want to open this box and open this thing up because it's going to reduce its value.
Right. Once that's that little piece of tape that goes around it or whatever.
I did that as a kid. And
sure.
So my Transformers aren't as valuable today. I don't have
the
boxes.
You want to play with them.
I don't have the stuff. But I bought a Soundwave from the Chinese dealer, and it's yet to come. But it's got a bit of different coloring, that sort of thing. But my point is, I can actually take that Soundwave out of the box and pose it and do things with it, and the other one can sit on a shelf somewhere. Thank goodness for Chinese ripoffs. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.